WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, your daily dose of Spartan Mental Gym motivation. You know that feeling when life throws a curveball and you're just overwhelmed? Emotions can be like those rogue waves crashing over us, leaving us feeling tossed around and unsure where to land. But what if I told you we could learn to surf those waves instead of getting swept away? Today, we're diving into the power of embracing your emotions, not suppressing them, not avoiding them, but actually riding them with strength and grace. First off, let's get real. Emotions are a part of being human. It's like trying to have a party without music, just kind of flat, right? They're our internal compass, guiding us through life's highs and lows. But here's the catch. When we try to ignore or bury them, they come back with a vengeance, disguised as anxiety, anger outbursts, or even physical ailments. It's like that kid in school who gets sent to the principal's office for hiding their homework. Eventually, everyone finds out, and it just creates more drama. So how do we ditch the denial game and embrace our emotions? Well, here are 5 key takeaways to level up your emotional game. 1. Name that feeling. Ever notice how sometimes you just feel off? But when you stop and really dig deep, you realize it's not just blah. It's actually a mix of disappointment, frustration, and maybe even a little bit of excitement about what comes next. By putting a label on your emotions, you start to understand them better. It's like identifying the ingredients in a dish. Suddenly, you know how to cook up something delicious. 2. Accept your feelings. Think of it like this. You wouldn't judge someone for getting excited about their birthday or sad after losing a loved one. Emotions are as natural as breathing, so why be hard on yourself for feeling them? Accept them as part of your human experience, even the not-so-pretty ones. Remember, a strong mind doesn't avoid its shadows. It learns to navigate them. 3. Find healthy outlets. We all have different ways of processing emotions. Some people write in journals, others hit the gym, some find solace in music or nature walks. Find what works for you, and make time for those activities that help you release and recharge. Think of it as emotional maintenance. Just like your car needs regular tune-ups, so does your mind. 4. Practice self-compassion. Ever catch yourself thinking, "I should be feeling more positive," or "I'm such a mess"? Sound familiar? We often get caught in the trap of self-criticism, which only amplifies our negative emotions. Instead, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer to a friend going through a tough time. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and that doesn't define your worth. 5. Seek support when needed. You know that saying, "It takes a village"? Well, when it comes to navigating our emotions, having a strong support system can make all the difference. Talk to trusted friends, family members, or even consider therapy if you're struggling. Sharing your feelings with someone who cares can lighten the load and offer fresh perspectives. Let me tell you a story about this. Remember that time I messed up that big presentation? I was sweating bullets, my heart was pounding, and I felt like everyone in the room was judging me. Instead of letting those negative emotions consume me, I took a deep breath, reminded myself that it's okay to make mistakes, and then focused on delivering the best I could with what time I had left. It didn't go perfectly, but I learned from it, dusted myself off, and moved on. And you know what? The audience actually appreciated my honesty and vulnerability. So remember, folks, embracing your emotions isn't about being a pushover or letting feelings control you. It's about understanding them, accepting them, and using them as fuel to grow stronger and more resilient. We only get one shot at this life, so let's make the most of it, with all the ups, downs, twists, and turns that come our way. Now go out there, embrace those emotions like a champion, and rock your world. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little emotional pep talk. And if you found value in today's message, leave us a review. It means the world to us. See you tomorrow for another Spartan Mental Gym workout.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.